It is Tuesday. That means it's Take Control Tuesday with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, how are you?
Fine, just doing great.
Thank you so much for taking time out. And today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. Who does what in the household when it comes down to money?
Yeah, you know, Randy, we take the overview, the 10,000-foot view a lot of times, and we've talked about things that people have to do, but here's what happens. Now, first of all, you've already done the hard part, right? You've determined your values, your purpose, and what your priorities are. You set your budget or your spending plan, and that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Now all you have to do is, as they say, is execute. And what we like to say is, who does what, when, and how?
Okay.
When it comes to your money, right? So you got to figure it out. There are different roles that people have when it comes to household finances, and let's talk about what those roles are quickly. We may go into detail and make a series out of this if there's enough listener interest. But the first thing is, whatever your plan is, and once again, we're talking about different roles that different family members in the household are going to take on, you have to have a plan B. Because if the person doing it gets sick or incapacitated in some way, that function can't just stop. So when you're developing the plan and thinking about it, think about what your plan B is going to be. One of the first roles, and an easy one, is a rewards benefit manager. Somebody paying attention to your credit card rewards and these other rewards and points and cash back and benefit programs that you're signed up in. And listen, you can get age-appropriate assistant managers. You can teach them how to read a credit card statement, just how to manage benefits. There's things you can do, and let them stay on top of these things for you. The next thing is, there's got to be a bill payer. Somebody's got to pay the bills and make sure that they're paid on time. The next thing there has to be is a cash disbursement officer. Listen, the main reason for overdraft fees and joint accounts is joint access to the ATM. We're not talking about not giving anybody any money. We're just saying that somebody needs to manage what the cash is that's flowing. The next role is purchasing agent. Somebody's got to do the buying for the family, and that's both for stores and online.
Once
again, this doesn't have to be the same person, but somebody's got to take these roles on and make sure the household is using their finances as efficiently as possible in the role that they're responsible for. The next role is record keeper. There's got to be one for both paper and digital. Somebody's got to keep the records. The final one is credit manager, and it's an extremely important one. This person manages the credit utilization ratio. They manage the credit scores. They manage closing dates on the credit card so they know which credit card to use when. And finally, and most importantly, Randy, especially for middle-class and working-class families, they manage the family safety net. Your credit is part of your safety net, and maximizing that and having somebody paying attention to that can do you good in times of extreme emergency. So those are the roles that are in household finances. Decide who does what when, and have a plan B after you make that decision.
Well, Mansa, this is a great segment. And if you want to find out more about Mansa Musa, head over to his website, MoneySmartLife.org. And for all of the archives, head over to TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.